So let's get into probably one of, if not the hottest topic up in Hartford, and not just for this session, but really for the past couple of years, electric vehicles and the potential for an EV mandate in the state of Connecticut. We are welcoming to the show for the first time Senator Jeff Gordon, and Dr. Gordon actually represents the 35th State Senate District, joining the Republican lawmakers who are sounding the alarm about a potential electric vehicle mandate for our state. Now, just to back up a quick second, as we reported back in November of 2023, Governor Lamont put a pause on having an EV mandate. And now another pause has happened during this legislative session. However, Republicans are saying today's public hearing, for example, is really looking at this council, this EV council that is supposed to be conducting studies and really looking at the impacts of electric vehicles on our state and whether or not a mandate makes sense. However, Republicans are saying that's not the whole truth. This is to basically hold off until the election cycle is over and also drum up a lot of support for electric vehicle mandates so that by the next session, there's a lot of support, enough to pass it and go forward with the move, which would get rid of all new gas-powered vehicles in 2023, at least the sale of them here in Connecticut. Here's something that we really haven't talked about when we discuss logistically why an EV mandate may not make sense for Connecticut. The impact it could have negatively on our farmers. So Senator Gordon is joining the show for the first time, and that's an aspect of the conversation that we're going to discuss today. Senator Gordon, welcome to WICC. I'm so glad to be connecting with you.
Well, I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice. And, you know, talk to us about the impact of electric vehicles on Connecticut farmers. I have to confess, this is something that we have been looking at least electric vehicles. We've been looking at this really deeply on the morning show for over a year now, talking to both sides of the aisle. I have not once heard about the impact on farmers. You are the first to talk about this.
Well, it's an important issue. I represent 13 towns in northeastern Connecticut, a lot of farming communities, a lot of agriculture, and I hear from farmers all the time about their concerns, not just about EV mandates, but about many, many things that affect them. And this is one of the real-world issues about an electric vehicle mandate and a ban on gas and diesel-powered vehicles that, quite frankly, the Democrats either haven't thought of or didn't really want to think of. And when we think about farmers, yeah, you can think about a lot of big farming equipment, but there's a lot of trucks that they need. There's a lot of pickups and light-duty trucks that they use. And the ban and mandate from last year was going to hit them hard. And farming's not an easy life, and many farms are struggling to stay afloat. We should be doing what we can in Connecticut to help farmers. I know I am. But a mandate and a ban could push some farmers over the edge financially when they're already teetering on the edge. And this is a real-world issue and not a minor issue, and that's why I brought it up.
I mean, so help us to understand that a little bit better, if you don't mind, Dr. Gordon. How have farmers said that this would really hurt them if we had an EV mandate?
Well, first of all, if they have to buy new vehicles, and they do over time, then they'd have to buy, if this mandate and ban went in, they'd have to buy an electric vehicle. They don't have charging stations. They don't know how they're going to pay for putting these charging stations in. These vehicles put on huge amounts of miles going around. Farmers own lots of land, especially dairy farmers, for having fields for hay, fields for corn. They have to travel great distances. That can put a limit on, from an electric vehicle truck or pickup, that can put a limit on mileage for them. And the other is the overall expense to do this for them. They don't know how they're even going to find that money when each year they're struggling to find money to just keep their operation afloat, pay their current electric bills, pay their current bills, which are huge, to feed the animals and take care of the animals if you're in the dairy business. So this is another added expense to them. That is a major issue, and that's why you saw, for example, the Connecticut Farm Bureau. I'm a member of the Farm Bureau, raise this concern. I joined them in raising this concern. This is one of many, many real-world nuts-and-bolts concerns we have to think about if we're going to do any type of legislation regarding electric vehicles. I'm not opposed to electric vehicles. Farmers aren't. But give us the choice to decide what type of vehicle is needed and how we're going, what type of vehicle we can afford. Don't mandate it and put bans in place. That's what farmers and a lot of us are saying.
Well, you know, and it's an interesting conversation. And again, we have Senator Jeff Gordon, who is here. He represents the 35th State Senate District, and he is joining the Republican lawmakers who are saying, look, it's not only important to get involved. Sorry, Senator Gordon, for some reason I'm losing my voice. Maybe I'm just starstruck by talking to you. It's not only important to get involved and to have your voices heard on electric vehicles and in all of that. It's also really important to understand what is happening across many different sectors. So, for example, we are talking about just specifically the farmers in Connecticut, which, by the way, for people who don't think we're a farming state, that's not true. We have Brian Hurlburt on this show pretty consistently, the commissioner of the Department of Ag. We have over 5,000 farms in our state, which employs close to 20,000 people. And it's a $4 billion industry for our local economy. So this is a big deal. And, you know, and I'm also curious when you're putting in. So, for example, you had mentioned the farmers are concerned about where to charge. Where do you charge these vehicles? That's certainly a concern. I'm also curious, though, with electric vehicles, you know, we talk so much about just the cars on the roads. What about the equipment that farmers use? So, like, they're using gas-powered, I would think, tractors and other vehicles to be able to maintain their fields, their properties, for example. Are they nervous at all about that as well? I'm just curious. Like, that just came to me, actually, as you were talking out loud.
Well, that's a very good thought. I've heard from a lot of farmers in my part of the state who are concerned that if a mandate and a ban go in, how far-reaching will it be? You know, the Democrats have been saying, well, we're not going after all farm equipment. But until you actually see what gets done, you never really know.
Mm-hmm.
So they have raised a lot of concerns about what really could be put in and how far-reaching could legislation be. You know, again, the farmer's concern is they're trying their best to do what they need to do. The stats you just cited about farming in Connecticut, that is extremely important for people to understand. And this is one aspect of our economy that an electric vehicle mandate and a ban on gas and diesel powered vehicles can hurt. So you're talking about hurting agriculture that we need in this state, hurting local jobs. Those are things that once you hurt them, you're not going to be able to easily help them and get them back. So this is why we really need to be careful in what we're thinking about. Let's not rush into things. And this roadmap task force the Democrats want to put into place, it is absolutely predetermined to come back with a plan that's going to say, hey, we should have a mandate and we should have bans. The way it's being set up, if you read the wording, is exactly going down that road. So that's raising a lot of concerns from people, and it should be a very interesting public hearing today at the Transportation Committee.
So we have on the show with us for the first time Senator Jeff Gordon, and Dr. Gordon actually represents the 35th State Senate District, and he is joining his Republican colleagues, Republican lawmakers who have been sounding the alarm about a potential electric vehicle mandate for our state. You know, we've been talking about this public hearing pretty much as soon as we heard about it over the weekend, Senator. We heard from Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz. She was on our partners, News 8. She was on their show over the weekend, and she brought up this public hearing. You know, we want to hear from the state. That's what we want to do. We want to hear from you. How do electric vehicles impact you? All of that. And so, you know, what's interesting is we had spoken earlier this month with State Senator Kevin Kelly. And before we knew about this public hearing, he had mentioned that they're crafting this council and that it's going to drum up support so that by the next legislative session, they really have a lot behind them, again, them being the majority, to pass a mandate. What I think is interesting about this, though, is if you look at even the recent history here in Connecticut, one of the biggest reasons the governor put a pause on this in November was because even some of our Democratic lawmakers in the state said, I don't know. It's not that we don't like the idea of electric vehicles. We love the future of going electric, but it seems like it's too fast too soon. And the idea of a mandate may not really sit well with a lot of people. So the governor said, let's pause on this. If we can't even get our whole party to agree with this, let's put a pause on this. And so now here we are. And I find that there's just this feeling of let's stick with our parties on this. Let's not logistically look at this. Now, I'm an unaffiliated voter. And I think most of the people who I've spoken to on WACC, they run the gamut. I've had Democrats, I've had Republicans, I've had independents, I've had people who are, again, unaffiliated. They all say the same thing, just different reasons why, which is that they're not ready for some kind of a mandate, but they're also not really sure about all the unknowns that have not been addressed. And that's not coming from lawmakers. That's coming from automakers and dealerships and auto industry experts who we're seeing just in recent months pulling their EVs off of their fleet and not putting them into production. Rental car companies selling them off. EV owners saying they would never get another EV again. If you don't mind kind of weighing in on this, the importance of not looking at the political party around this and really looking at the logistics around this making sense for Connecticut. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, that's a very important point. I've been saying things like that for a long time. I don't want to look at the politics of this. I understand there's politics involved. I want to look at the public policy. And the reason that the Democrats and the governor had to pull their mandate and ban plan was they were trying to rush it through. They wanted a special session where there was going to be no public input in public hearings and really not much opportunity to learn a lot of details. And the public, when they were informed about this, and my Republican colleagues and I did get out and about very much to let the public know and get their voices heard, that stopped the plan going into effect. Now what we need to do is, and I've said this at a press conference yesterday at the Capitol, we should not be looking at this in a partisan political way. We should be looking at this from a public policy that involves all stakeholders, involves the public very much so. Don't rush it. There's a lot we have to look into, a lot we have to understand, and let's do this the right way. Unfortunately, there are those folks in the Capitol who still want to push a political agenda. That's wrong. The public does not like it. My constituents hate it whenever they hear about that. And that's why we really need to be working together. I've offered time and time again to folks across the aisle, work with me, work with us. Let's see what we can do to do something that is meaningful but also takes into account many, many different concerns that the public and stakeholders have. I'm still waiting for them to take me up on that offer, and if they want to do that today, I'm happy to do that. But unfortunately, we're seeing a political process unfold in the legislature, especially with today's hearing. We're trying to move it in a better direction, and let's hope that with public pressure, that will actually happen.
I agree with you. I think, again, if you take the politics out of it and you don't worry about the party affiliation, of course, we've been seeing from the very beginning the Republican Party overwhelmingly saying, listen, we can't have an EV mandate. This just doesn't make sense. And a lot of Republican lawmakers like you, Senator Gordon, have said it's not that we don't like electric vehicles. Love the idea of an electric vehicle. It just seems like this mandate, it doesn't make sense for Connecticut. And we're trying to push something sooner than it's ready. And so I really hope that people, regardless of your political affiliation, will speak up on this matter, because I really think there are so many aspects. And again, if you look at the logic behind this, every time I have asked the governor, we're going to ask the lieutenant governor in a few minutes, when you ask these questions and they can't answer them, like, what is it? What do I get if I trade in my EV and I want to upgrade to something else? What do I get? I don't know. What happens if I need to replace my battery? How much is it? I don't know. What happens if we don't have enough charging stations, because not every state is going to follow this? In fact, Connecticut only joins a handful of states that want to do this mandate. So if I want to drive down to Florida, and we know Florida is not going to roll out a mandate, if I'm not on a major highway, how am I going to be able to travel around in my EV? I don't know. I mean, I'm just mentioning some of the many, 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 many I don't know questions and answers. And
absolutely.
So it doesn't have to do with politics. It has to do with where are we at right now. And even the industry leaders saying, I don't know, that is a concern. So if you have any of those concerns, please speak up during today's public hearing. And Senator Gordon, I want to thank you for adding to this conversation, like I said, an aspect that I wasn't even aware of, which is how this could be impacting our farmers in Connecticut. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed having you on, and you're certainly welcome back. Again, Senator Jeff Gordon, who represents the 35th State Senate District here on WICC.